I'm in Dublin, it's dark, and I'm walking down a canal towpath, and I'm being followed by 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 swans, maybe. I've got no bread. I've got nothing. They're definitely interested in what I may have to offer. I've been working in Dublin today, and as ever, it's been a joy. I've been working for Jack Murray, who is Media Flash on Twitter, although his company is called MediaContact.ie, and it's been another really good day. He always throws some kind of weirdness at me, a multi-formatted, multifaceted kind of day, mixing organic with structured. So in the morning we were doing a kind of Twitter masterclass for all walks and all businesses and all kinds of people. And in the afternoon, we were doing kind of a social media surgery, whereby it was just sat around in a circle with chairs, and talking about different people's social technology needs. And it's really interesting. I mean, all kinds of businesses interested in communicating on different platforms, from private members clubs to weirdest Mad Max style vehicle just gone past, surely that can't be road legal, to cancer charities who don't want money, looking more for amplification of information and collaboration with people, to independent designers who want to diversify more into an international audience. And I guess a lot of people listening to this will be totally clued up on a lot of what I was talking about. One thing I always push when I'm in Ireland, more so than other places, and that's the natural ability when it comes to stories that I always find here. Nobody has any problem telling you something in an interesting manner, because it's always wrapped up in some kind of personal anecdote or story, and you can't help just be taken into it. And this kind of rapport, I think, really has to be capitalised on. But the listening always comes either side of that and before that, so communication being very, very natural. I've got another, I guess, 10 minutes if I know where I'm walking. 20 if I lose my way. But it's not a bad walk. The road is on the other side of the canal, and pretty peaceful over here. Tonight we're going to be meeting in the Bleeding Horse, which is a very old pub with a really interesting history. It has a wiki page which kind of explains the two possibilities of where that name came from. And it's right next to my hotel, Camden Court or something. So I'm in Dublin tonight. If you are around at 8:30 on this particular day, forget it if you're listening to this tomorrow or the next day or the next day, at 8:30 tonight in the Bleeding Horse, come along, let's have some beers and a chat, if it's not too noisy in there. Otherwise it will just be drinking. For tomorrow, I fly back to Blighty, and who knows what. But I really like Dublin, and I'm always getting to see an extra little corner of it when I'm over here. Can't get enough of it. I think I've lost the swans.